Belka felt a pit in his stomach. These weren't ordinary fleas. They came up to Belka's knees in height, moved in formation, and gleamed an almost impossibly shiny black. "Not only are they 10 times the size, Belka," Bars laughed, "they're 10 times as smart, and will defend me to the death. Meet my elite guard." In a creepy display of superior intelligence, one flea ripped the electrical tape effortlessly from Bar's ankles, while another chomped through his handcuffs. Belka was shocked to see bright, sharp teeth make easy work of the sturdy metal chain. Bars stood up menacingly. The fleas gathered on either side of him, in full battle readiness. "Kill him! Now!" Bars ordered. "And try to make it hurt a lot, too." The fleas sprang forward. Belka dove under the pack, pulling out his canister of flea spray. As the fleas quickly turned after him, he hit the closest beast with a full blast. It coughed momentarily, then resumed its attack. "I improved the species with this batch," Bars explained, leisurely taking a seat to watch the battle. "You'll be impressed." The first flea leapt at Belka's head. The galactonaut ducked, and the creature sailed through the open door of the latrine. Belka dove in after it and slammed the door shut behind them. Great dents rippled along the door surface as the flea's fellow soldiers tried to gain entrance. The captured flea sprang onto Belka's face. It took all of Belka's strength to keep its rows of deadly teeth at a safe distance. The flea's 6 legs encircled his throat and began to squeeze the life out of him. 2 hooks at the end of each leg began to pierce his flesh. He rammed the beast against the cistern, desperately trying to dislodge it. The flea's proboscis, a slashing, blood-sucking tube, powerful enough to puncture animal hide, extended toward Belka's face. It loomed grotesquely, quivered in bloodlust, and aimed for Belka's throat.